B**EASTS. That's what the title of this show looks like, Beasts with an asterisk between the first and second letter. It's a monologue written and performed by Monica Dolan, which has transferred to the Bush Theatre after an award-winning run at the Edinburgh Fringe. The performance lasts for 1 hour with no interval. Because it is an unbroken monologue, it won't be possible or necessary to audio describe the show, but the visual elements of the production are summarised in the following notes. For this production, the seating is arranged in tiered rows, all facing a stage at one end of the auditorium. The stage is dark, except for a pool of light at the front. In the pool of light is a grey barrel armchair, the kind where the arms and back curve round the seat in an unbroken line. It has a pale cushion propped against the back and a simple wooden side table to its right. On the table are a white table lamp, a tablet, and a phone. A shelf below supports some hardback books, and there's a white box of tissues there too. It is a relaxing scene, made more so by the easy listening music which fills the air as we take our seats. It also gives nothing away. The colours are neutral, the few objects strictly functional. We realise why as soon as Monica Dolan settles into the armchair and identifies herself as a psychotherapist. This is her workspace, but being between clients, she's talking to us. The psychotherapist's name is Tessa. She's in her 30s, with a feathery cap of dark brown hair framing her neat-featured face. Her expressive eyes are dark, her pale skin enlivened with a subtle touch of blusher. She's casually dressed for work, but her outfit has been assembled with care, and like the room, is in neutrals. She wears a crisp white shirt with a Peter Pan collar, its lines soft rather than sharp. Over this is a long, silky beige tunic with elbow-length sleeves. It's loose and slit to the waist on each side. The fabric falls to mid-thigh and drapes her figure softly as she sits in the chair. The outfit is completed with loose charcoal trousers and brown leather ankle boots. Tessa wears no jewellery. She carries a large chestnut leather tote bag in which at one point she roots for a packet of e-cigarettes and another time for a miniature bottle of, well, we don't know what it is. It's certainly alcohol because she drinks some of it and that usually provokes a laugh. The moment she walks in, she engages us, smiling, poking her head forward with a questioning look, shifting in her chair, hands busy with a drink or an e-cigarette. As time passes, she becomes more still, but never stops looking at us, inviting reaction with a raised eyebrow or making a point with a shrug. Once or twice her phone rings, and as she answers it, she stands, a hand on one hip, before settling back in the chair and resuming her one-sided conversation with us. However intimate the subject becomes, she never drops her guard, so it feels not like talking with a friend, but rather like a chance encounter at a party, with important things said between strangers in a neutral, time-limited setting. That's the end of the set and character notes. When you book to attend the show, please let us know if you have any special requirements, such as help to navigate to your seat or someone to care for your guide dog during the performance. We hope you understand our decision not to audio describe this show, and we assure you that the audio description service will resume for the rest of the season.